great rat's male paw caught Lugworm alongside his jaw, sending him crashing into a shattered bunk. Damag was like a mad beast. Flinging himself upon the hapless stoat, he beat him unmercifully, punctuating each word with a blow or a kick.
Don't you ever mention that beast within my hearing again! We stay away from that cursed mountain. I and that rose-eyed destroyer, that blood-crazed badger, that...
He grabbed Lugworm by the throat and shook him like a rag.
That badger! You even think about her again and I'll kill you stone dead!
Damag Warfang hurled the half-conscious Lugworm from himself, slammed the door clean off its hinges, and strode quivering with rage out of the cabin. Grabbing a ferret called Scorp, he bellowed right into his face.
Get the drums rolling and tell my rat marks to line up their companies. We march north, now!
But in a very short time, the rapscallion soldiers were formed up into columns, five wide, and marching away from the hostile coast. Damag strode at the head of his army. On either side of him, six rats pounded their big drums. Ragged banners flapped wildly in the wind, their poles ornamented with the tails of dead foe beasts. The poles' tops were crowned with the skulls of enemies, and their long pennants bore the sign of Rapscallion, the two-edged sword. Borum the Weasel and Vendace the Fox were scouts, known by the title Rapscower. They marched to the left flank of the main body with 20 trained trackers each. Borum glanced back at the receding shoreline and the sea, saying,
"Take your last peep of the briny, mate. This lot won't be going nowheres by water any more. His lordship Damag don't like sailing."
Vendace narrowed his eyes against the driving wind.
"That's a fact, Collie, and I'll wager an acorn to an oak that he won't be heading over Salamandaster and we neither. Tain't only ships Damag's afeard of."
Borum let his paw stray to the cutlass at his side.
"A proper first blade wouldn't be afeard of naught. But we'll frighten him one dark night, eh, mate?"
Vendace grinned wolfishly at his companion.
"Aye, when he's least expecting it. We'll find space atwixt his ribs for a couple of sharp blades, then we'll be the first blades."
Borum closed his eyes longingly for a moment.
"Ah, we'll turn this lot right round and make for the soft sunny south coast and rule it like a pair of kings."
Lugworm stumbled along behind the last column, clasping a damp strip of blanket to his bruised throat. Being a first blade's counsellor had its drawbacks. It would take him a day or two to get back into his chief's favour, and meanwhile he decided to stay as far away from Damag as possible. Lauswert and Sneezewort marched just ahead of him, being in the back five of the last contingent. Lauswert caught sight of Lugworm and called to him.
"Good morning, Luggy. What sort of mood's the boss in today?"
Lugworm tried to speak, but could manage only a painful gurgle. Sneezewort looked quizzically at Lauswert.
"What did he say, mate?"
The stolid Lauswert shook his head.
As you said, gloggle, oggle, ugg, or something, I don't know."
Sneezewort prodded his mate.
"Gloggle, oggle, ogg, eh? That's what you'd have been saying right now if you was toting that stupid big wheel along with you."
The big nasty-looking weasel's voice reached them from the rank marching in front.
"What stupid big wheel's that you're talking about?"
"Oh, the one I chucked away. What wheel are you talking about, comrade? I don't know nothing about any wheel, do you, matey?"
Lauswert nodded obliviously.
"Oh, yeah. You remember, Sneezy? My nice big wheel, what you throwed away. Oh, what are you kicking me for, mate?"